It's been almost 6 months since Cory Booker won the special election to finish out the late Frank Lautenberg's term in the U.S. Senate. But in that half-year span, we haven't heard much from him. That's a departure from his time as mayor of Newark. Whether it was on Oprah's couch alongside Governor Chris Christie, or trading humorous barbs with Conan O'Brien, or rescuing a neighbor from a burning building, Cory Booker had a knack for making national headlines. We're joined now by Manu Raju. He's the senior congressional correspondent for Politico, and he wrote an article on Booker's new low-key approach to life in the Senate. Manu Raju, welcome to WNYC.
Great to be here.
Is Booker making a conscious decision to follow the tradition of freshman senators to take a back seat, or has he been unable to get attention as the new guy in Washington?
Well, he's certainly kept a low profile, and it's largely because of his celebrity status coming in. It was a conscious and deliberate effort by Booker to avoid being seen as a showboat, being seen as a guy who's all about himself and trying to be a self-promoter. Of course, that was what critics labeled him in his time in Newark. And coming into the Senate, Booker did not want to have that reputation. He wanted to be seen as someone who, you know, realizes his place as a freshman senator, where he's one of 100 in a very clubby institution, try to develop relationships, develop an inside game. And it's all about trying to work within the realms of this very clubby institution where freshmen really don't have a ton of power.
He hasn't completely disappeared, though. He's given a floor speech on extending unemployment benefits. He penned an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal earlier this year on poverty. What else has he been up to over the past 6 months? Has he taken on any pet causes or issues?
Well, you know, one of the things that he campaigned on was dealing with reforming the criminal justice system and dealing with mandatory minimum sentences for first-time offenders of things such as, drug use. But, you know, other than that, not a whole lot. And you know, and to be fair, this Congress isn't doing a whole lot either. I mean, the Senate is really in a very election season mode right now. The heavy lifting of the legislative calendar is done. And he was elected at a time when the big legislative push in this Congress was pretty much done for the year. So he's really kind of at a point where he's just getting his bearings in the Senate and really doesn't have much of an opportunity to really shine in the spotlight. I think he hopes if he gets reelected in for a full term this fall, you may see a different Cory Booker in the next Congress, but we're really not seeing a whole lot from him on the public side in this Congress.
Does he risk losing this asset, this ability to draw national attention in the media, and perhaps endanger the upward trajectory of his political career as a result?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, look, you compare him to someone on the Republican side like Marco Rubio. He's someone who also came in with a big star, a Republican star, when he won his race in 2010. Rubio is not afraid to exert himself. He's on many TV shows, talks to reporters in the hallways of the Capitol. For Booker, you know, if he does harbor those national ambitions beyond just being a senator, if he does want to make a run for the White House someday, certainly he will have to come out of his shell a little bit and show that he can handle the press and can really distinguish himself on the national level, something that he has not done yet. I think it really speaks to the question of, what does Cory Booker really want? What does he want with his career? Is he a lifetime senator, or is he thinking maybe there's a White House run down the line? I'm not sure if he's figured that out for himself at this point.
Manu Raju is the senior congressional correspondent for Politico. Manu, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Great to be here.